Good morning and welcome. Thanks for coming out on this bitter cold morning, but we praise God for an opportunity to gather and worship on the Lord's Day. We have a couple of announcements that we would like to share, and you see these on the back of your bulletin. This is the last Sunday for the soup drive. I believe there's also, if you have any money that you want to donate, you just stick down into the kettle there, and Debbie will take care of seeing how it gets where it needs to go. And hopefully, maybe we can get a count that we can announce next week then. Also, this is the end of January, and I've been giving a kind of a memory verse out each month, and February's memory verse is back there. If you want to pick up one of these, you can post it on your refrigerator or put it in your car, help you to remember. And other announcements? Yes.
We need to get rid of these poinsettias, so if you still haven't taken your poinsettia, if you'd like one, please feel free to take them because, you know, they're going to get dried out, you know.
They're still looking pretty good, but praise God for that, but if you need a flower or can take one, feel free to do so today.
I just want to say that it's in a newsletter, but just a heads up for ladies of the church, anybody that would be interested. I got this the last couple of years, but because of all the craziness, I haven't really brought it out from the church, but it's called Aspire. And it's a women's event. You go, it's on a Friday evening in May, and it's for 3 hours. They have a speaker, they have praise music, they have a Christian comedian lady. It's all about lifting the spirits and strengthening our women. So anybody that's interested, I think you can get group discounts if you have 10 or more, and you have a little bit of time to think about it. And it's really great because most events like that you have to go to DC or Baltimore, and it's right in Ringgold, so which is close to Hagerstown. So if you're interested, see me.
Yeah. To piggyback on that, they were here November of 2019, I think it was, and it was fantastic. So I've been there and I've seen it. It's fantastic.
Great.
The Aspire Women's Gathering, and it's taking place soon in Hagerstown. So if you're interested, please see them.
And the information is in the newsletter. It should be. I gave it to you.
Great. Any other announcements?
Just, again, Debbie brought in a box for the love gifts for Jerry. It's on the rear bench back there. Anybody that would care to make a donation, greatly appreciate
it. Yes, there's a little box back there to make a love offering to Jerry to help him out here while he's off with his knee surgery. Okay. Let us begin our worship with this prayer. rendition of Amazing Grace. Our call to worship comes from Psalms 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. Would you join me in standing as we share together in our hymn number 517. God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for an opportunity that we have to gather in your name to worship you and to praise you. You are our rock, you are our salvation, and we joyfully come into your house this day. We ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit indeed would come and move, be mighty in our presence, Lord. Would you illuminate the scriptures, teach us anew, and help us to trust you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We want to take time to pray together, and as we do, I just want to share a news item that came across from the Church of the Brethren. We had a church in Pibi Church in northeast Nigeria that was burned. There was one person killed and 17 children abducted from a broad Church of the Brethren congregation there in Nigeria. So please keep them in your prayers. The church was burnt once before in December of 20, and again now has been raided and burned, and so we must pray for that community and for that congregation of brothers and sisters in Christ. We also, Doris is in the hospital today, and so I don't know if anyone would like to share a little bit more update on that, but we want to continue to pray for Doris. We sent an email out yesterday and asking your prayers for her, and we want to lift her up in prayer as well. Are there others? Deb?
My husband's cousin, Anna Mae Baker, well, that's her maiden name, her daughter-in-law, Jeannie, Stephen's wife, is been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So Anna Mae has asked for prayers for Jeannie and the family, so let's keep them.
Thank you. Prayers for Cheney. Bob?
Well, I got prayers and then I got some joys. I give you a joys first. Okay, first one to Jerry. He's come along real good with his knee replacement and doing fine. He does have a follow-up appointment this coming Friday. But we're proud and pleased with God's service upon him there. Linda had an appointment and a consultation with the doctor on a follow-up to her situation and got a good positive report there, so that's a blessing. Larry's come along real good with his treatments of radiation, and we're just happy that God has watched over us all.
Praise God.
I know there's so many others out there that he has protected, and we just lift him up for them. As far as on the prayer list, when I come in and reporting back here, Dave Philpott, that's a familiar name, is it not? He's always wishing you a blessed Sunday and be safe, and want to keep him in mind this day, too. Of course, you mentioned Doris. Always want to lift her up so strength will be regained. And Kathy. And also we have Steve and Faye Wolf that have been bothered with the COVID virus too. Alan Baker and the family. Jenny Baker. Frank and Pat. Ralph and Deb. For you, Tracy, the church and your family and the church family. Yes, our government and its leaders and our administration. In this Russian and Ukraine situation. May God be in control over this land and may he use his influence to keep us all safe from harm. Chase safe down the road. Thank you.
Hey, Beth. Okay. Danny? Sure, there's others with you, Dan. Frank?
Yeah, I still want to remember those that Bob mentioned and him also. He didn't include himself. He needs prayer for them. My neighbor, Joe Moser, he's been in the hospital for the second time, and he's in there, and they're not sure how long he may be there because of the reaction that he's having from whatever his illness is. And Lamar Martin, a friend of ours over in Kringerstown. Good old farm boy. Just got word yesterday that he had passed away from the results of the COVID-19. So we want to keep his family in our prayers. And I think Brother did mention about the issue between Ukraine and Russia. We certainly want to make sure, pray that there will not be a war.
Yes.
They'll be able to resolve that situation or problem. Peace.
Yes, thank you. Still about two people a day dying from COVID, so we want to pray for these families and our hospitals, our staff, nurses, all of those need extra prayers. Any others? Let's come to the Lord in prayer, then, and as we do so, we encourage you to kneel, or you may remain seated with our heads bowed. Let's come before the Lord. God in heaven, thank you that you are a rock, a refuge in times of trouble. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for answered prayers, for healings, for Jerry and Linda and Larry. And we rejoice in those who are getting married, Danny's brother. Lord, for those that are experiencing new life in their families, Lord, we just give you thanks and praise. And we pray, Lord, that you would move mightily. We know this old world is a troublesome place. And so we pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Be with the family, the church, Lord. We pray that these children that have been abducted will be returned without harm to their families, Lord. We ask for your blessings with the Church of the Brethren there, help them more to know what to do and how to respond in a peaceful way. And we ask, Lord, you might move mightily in governments and especially in our leadership board. We hear the talk of war and the preparation of war, sending of troops. We pray, Father, that you would use diplomatic means to bring about peaceful resolution. We pray for our sister Doris, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her, life. We just pray, Father, you might move in a mighty way and help the, doctors in determining what has happened and what they need to do and future treatment. And so we just ask, Lord, for your grace that you would bring healing and wholeness to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for others that are in need of prayer. We pray for our shut-ins like David. Be with them, Lord, during this cold time, Lord. Help them to be warm. Help them to be safe. Help them to be healthy. For those who are recovering from COVID, Lord, we ask for extra strength. Be with those who are in the hospitals, Lord, help our hospital staffs and nurses and doctors, all who are working many hours to help people. We pray, Lord, thank you for the turning of the tide here now with the Omicron. And we pray, Lord, you would continue to allow numbers to decrease and there would be less spread in our community and in the country. God, we ask you would just help those who are on our prayer list, you know, each need, each name. So, Lord, would you ask you would bless those who are experiencing aches and pains, Lord, because of the weather, because of ongoing conditions, arthritis, whatever it might be, Lord, we pray you would help them. Pray for our sister Dolores, Lord, ask you to bless her. Pray you would continue to extend healing to her, and she might be able to return and join us in church. For our neighbors and friends, Lord, we ask your blessings upon them. Thank you, Lord, for jobs. Thank you, Lord, for families, friends, neighbors. Lord, so many people that you bring across your path. We ask you to help us, as David Jeremiah shared this morning, to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those around us. God, we are amazed at what you're doing in the world today. And so we pray your Holy Spirit would continue to move, move in the areas where we least suspect. So thank you, Lord, for new brothers and sisters in faith in Iran. We pray, Father, that you would bless brothers and sisters that are in very difficult situations. The church underground, would you meet her needs? Would you bless our brothers and sisters in China, Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, so many places, Lord, and yet we're one. Church of Jesus Christ. So thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you give to us to be a part of your church. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share in this hour. And God, we just ask that you would show yourself strong, move in a mighty way, bring about yet salvation for those who have not yet yielded to your authority. So God, meet the needs, we ask. Bless us and teach us to pray as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, for the glory forever. Amen.
Tracy, I forgot the joy. One of the joys is we got Teresa here to play for us today, and just have her be in our fellowship. That's really there.
Amen.
And also, Sarah, with her many duties in the nursing home, and we just pray for protection there in her service.
Thank you.
We need to include Brother Ralph here.
Get
him to the list, but the Lord knows we got him in our hearts.
We want to share together another hymn, and that is number 323. Please join me in standing. Noticed that. I wasn't going to draw attention to it. So, you go page 666 in your Bibles, Psalms 71. I want to read the first six verses for our scripture today. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word. Would you pray for me, please? Lord, we just pause in your presence and ask that the words of my mouth now, the meditations of our hearts and our minds, indeed would be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock, our strong fortress. We give you thanks and praise, for you are our Redeemer. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Where or what or who is your refuge? David here declares twice in the Psalms that God is his strong refuge. Webster defines refuge as a shelter or a protection from danger, distress, or difficulty. One of my earliest memories as a child in distress was hiding behind the couch. We had this front window in the house, and there was a couch that was put there at the front window, and there was a baseboard underneath there, so it was a little kind of, they kept the couch out a little bit, and there was a little kind of a crawling space there, and so as a little kid, that was a perfect place to hide. You see, back then, Mom would give us castor oil every once in a while, and I did not like the taste of that, and so I would run and hide, and thinking that I'd get out taking it, and she always seemed to find us. And gave it to us anyway. Sometimes I can even remember people holding us in a lock to make us take it. So the couch wasn't a very good hiding place or a refuge. When we think of David, we think of him pretty warmly. We think of him very highly. We think of him as a shepherd boy, the slayer of wild animals and giants, the beloved king of Israel. But we also have to recall, and not to forget, that David had it pretty rough, too, at times. And he was on the run from Saul. He was hiding out in caves, didn't know who he could trust, living in the desert, fighting battles. Rocks provided some protection, but he came to realize that his real refuge was in God, the God who put his faith and his trust in. And so, where do you go when you're in danger, when you're experiencing distress, when you're having great difficulty? Where do you go? What is it that provides you shelter, a refuge? Shelter in times of storm, protection from the elements. Who are you trusting, and who's going to bring you through those troubled waters? How confident are you of the rock of the ages? There was a song that Fanny Crosby wrote years ago, and you might recognize it. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Fanny Crosby, of course, wrote many great hymns and was blind, and she came to realize who her confidence was in. She said, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry and thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love. He covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh, glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. When clothed with his brightness transported, I rise to meet him in clouds and sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of rock, dry and shadow, thirsty lion. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. He covers me there with his hand. That is her song. And I wonder what our song would be. When we put our full trust in the Lord, not just talking about salvation, but trusting Him for each day, for daily needs, daily problems, situations that arise that we didn't expect. Is the God that we claim your rock, a rock of reliance? There's another great hymn, The Rock of Ages, and we sing this line from that hymn. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin and double pure, save from wrath and make me pure. What or who is your refuge? Refuge from a storm, a safe hiding place. What is your harbor? What is your strong fortress? Where can you put your trust and your safety? In times like these, we need to be sure. And trust is to rely on something or someone. It is to have confidence in, to have hope in, to believe, to trust. Often what can happen is that when trying circumstances come our way, it's possible for us to have a sense of trust that can be shaken, to lose our sense of hope in God as being trustworthy. A thin layer of distrust, of anger, can lead to bitterness. We might not say it out loud, but we might think it to ourselves. We might say, God, you said you would take care of me and meet all my needs. I don't see that at the moment right now. So where are you? What are you doing to me? Are you aware of what's going on down here? I'm not sure. I'm standing on a rock. It feels like sometimes like quicksand. Trying times can sift us. Just like wheat, removing the chaff, our feet can feel like it's not on solid ground. And we need to find that rock that we can stand on. Did you know that there's over 125 verses that talk about the rock, the rocks in the Bible? And God wants us, I think, to be confident about Him as a rock. Zondervan's dictionary lists that there are two main words in the Hebrew for rock. It is sila, which means a cliff or a mass of stone, and tercer, which is a crag. And there's also a Greek word in the New Testament, petra. That might be one that you're more familiar with, which can mean any stone. Notice the difference in the story of Moses, the Hor, a rock which Moses was to strike in Exodus 17:6, was listed there as Tersur. But the rock in Kadesh that he was to speak to was referred to as Selah. Selah is often a natural fortress, like the fortress at Ramah. Sometimes Selah referred to a mountain in the scriptures. Tersur oftentimes meant a craggy height. But both terms are used for God. In 2 Samuel, the Lord is my rock, my Selah and fortress. And also in Deuteronomy, it says, for their Tersur, their rock, is not as our rock. We also find several Psalms that mention God as a rock. In the New Testament, the use of Petra is both literal and figurative. Petra gave security to the house in Jesus' story, and it also was a burial place for Jesus. Remember, his tomb was cut out of solid rock, Petra. Jesus made the distinction between Simon as Petros, the basic truth of Petra in Peter's confession, truth on which the church, Ecclesiastia, is to be built. And we as believers are living stones, we're living Petra built into a spiritual house. I think God wants us to be confident with all these scriptures about rocks in the Testament. And I think I've said before, but you know, the rabbis had a kind of a joke or a story that when God created the world, he had some rocks left over, so he just dumped them all in Israel. So when you're with Israel, you see a lot of rocks. God wants us to be confident in him. No matter what happens, that we can have a reliance, an assurance, a trust that we're in him. And we're standing on a rock that is sure, a rock of reliance. God gave Moses this confidence. He said, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand while I pass by. And so Moses got to see the back of God in that glorious moment. And later Moses sang, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. God put this same kind of confidence in Hannah's heart. She said, my heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. God put this song in the mouth of David, and he delivered him out of the hands of his enemies. And from Saul, he said that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall he save me from my enemies. God put this confidence in many of the Psalms, like the one that we read for today. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Incline your ear to hear me, to save me. Be my strong refuge, for you are my rock and my fortress. You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you, I have been upheld from birth. You know, whether we're old or young, whether we're a sinner or an aged saint, no one is to be put to shame who, when they put their full confidence in God, the one true God, for he is a rock. Persecutions may come, sickness, pandemics, calamities, trials, enough to turn your hair gray. And yet, those who are wise know to put their faith and trust in God. They can have a real deep sense of confidence that whatever experience they're going through, he will be there and he will be our shelter. He will be our hiding place. You will be a refuge, a rock of safety. And as long as we trust him and his word, confusion will never be the result of that trust. So what we are to do, we keep looking to the Lord. Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. I have here on the pulpit a rock from Shepherd Spring. This was made by a pastor in the district for a fundraiser and was auctioned off. And it has a little Vesper service here on top. You can see there's a little cross here and people sitting on logs on top of the rock here, reminding us of creation, reminding us of camp. It is oftentimes at camp where people find the Lord and that they can trust in him. Trust is confidence in a person, a thing, or someone, or something. It is to have faith. It is to rely on them. And his character is strong like a rock, like a fortress, like a sure defense. Did you know that trust is one of the rewards of loyalty? Being committed to family through traumas and financial struggles and personal conflicts builds trust among family members that is not easily broken. Trust is also the reward of responsibility. When a person completes the work that he or she is given to do, this person will gain trust from others. His or her good reputation will open the door for increased responsibility. Trust is also the reward of sincerity. When people see that our motives are transparent and that we have a sincere desire to do what is right, they will put great trust in what we think and what we say. And trust is a reward of truthfulness. Truthfulness is the foundation of integrity and invokes trust from others. Now I asked you, who is more loyal, who is more responsible, who is more sincere or truthful than the Lord God Almighty? The Lord is a rock of reliance. He's immovable, unchanging, and we can put our full faith, hope, and trust in Him, regardless of what's going on. And you know, I think God wants to build those same characteristics in us. Loyalty, responsibility, sincerity, truthfulness. We see these in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus encouraged them in his disciples. When Peter expressed confidence in him, Jesus asked, "Who do people say that I am?" And Peter says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." In the Old Testament, the Lord God Almighty is identified as the Rock of Ages, and in the New Testament, we see that same title associated with the Lord Jesus Christ. But watch out, many will stumble over this rock. Many will take offense. People today do not like to hear that Jesus is the only way to heaven. But it's written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame." I'd like for you to hear what Peter wrote in his letter here. This is from the second chapter. "Therefore lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. As newborn babes, desire pure milk of the word, and you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scriptures, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become a chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God." We like to talk about commitment, getting commitments, I think partly because we like to count how many people are saved, but really, it's about surrender. It's about surrender. So, giving up and trusting God for everything, relying on him for anything and everything, trusting God each step of the way. And so we need to surrender to him. Perhaps, I wonder if the Spirit is saying to you today, what is it that you need to surrender? What is it that you're not trusting me for? Where are you standing? Are you surrendering up your finances to his control? Are you giving him your worries and your cares, putting them on his shoulders, or are you still trying to carry them on your own? What sin needs to be laid down at the foot of the cross? What is it that you need to surrender to God today? I would encourage you to do that, to surrender it, to rely fully on him. Say, God, I can't do this without you. There's no way. God, you're my rock. You're a rock of reliance, and I'm going to trust you. We can trust him totally. Others have, like Moses and Hannah and David, and they weren't ashamed. So who are you trusting? Who are you relying on? What else can you trust on? What else can you rely on? Your own integrity? Your own efforts? Material goods? Material things? These are all fleeting. Even other people will let us down. So, isn't the Lord trustworthy? Isn't the Lord a strong rock? I don't think he's let anyone down through the centuries. His grace, his mercy, and his love have always been there. His character is unchanging. His dependability, his truth, always comes through. If you need a refuge, if you need a hiding place, put your trust in the Lord. We live in a weary land. And with what we've gone through in the last year or two, it seems like it's been quite a challenge. But there's a shadow of a great rock before us. It is the rock of ages. It is one sure refuge, a strength that we can depend upon. Christ is that rock of refuge, that rock of reliance. And we not need to be ashamed or confused if we trust in the Lord. He will deliver you. He will deliver us. For Jesus is a rock, the rock of refuge, and the rock of reliance. Would you pray with me, please?
Pastor Tracy,
let us pray. We want to ask a special blessing on our cans of soup. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are a rock, creator, Lord God Almighty, and Heavenly Father. Your name is high and holy and hallowed. And we approach your throne of grace in the name of our rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as people come to get food, we ask, Lord, that you would bless this donation to our local soup kitchen. And I pray that you would direct these cans to the people that truly need them. And we ask, Lord, that you would allow them to just pause and to give you thanks for supplying their needs. Help them to put their trust in you. Lord, it's our desire to trust you fully, to rely on you for everything, to trust you completely. So, God, help us to do that, for you are our strong refuge. You are our rock of ages. You are our rock of reliance. So, Lord, forgive us times when we've doubted you, or maybe we've only put partial trust in you and your word. Help us not to be confused or ashamed. Let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are fully trustworthy. You are our hope. And I pray that this congregation will put our collective trust in you for the year ahead. Deliver us from evil. Save us, Lord, from the hand of the wicked and out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Be our shelter in the storms that may come, our protection in adversity, our rock that is immovable, our escape, our hiding place, our strong refuge. Rock of Ages, Rock of Alliance, we bless your name. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We will close our service by standing and sharing together at number 237. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Peace.